So look, the state pensions are benefits, and for those long-term listeners, I'm not going to get into that argument again. I've done it too many times. But it has, as a universal benefit, become increasingly expensive in recent years. And the Bank of England governor, Andrew Bailey, did a lecture this week at Leicester University where he did a pretty stark message about the UK economy. And he actually blamed the ageing population in the UK for hampering the country's struggling growth prospects. In his speech, he highlighted the 15-year stagnation in productivity that's been dragging down standards. What actually said was, the story of growth is, I'm afraid, quite clear. It has slowed markedly in the last 15 years or so, and this has affected the advance of living standards. Now, he also talked about other strong headwinds against the economic growth, including, you know, the aging population, as I said, plus potential US tariffs. And what he did say about the aging population and what he describes as a natural end to the increasing female workforce participation. Future growth can't rely on more workers. And what he said is that the reality puts more emphasis on productivity and technological change as the drivers of growth to come. He stressed that some quite large technical advances will be needed to restore pre-financial crisis growth rates. So what he was doing is highlighting that the aging population presents a pretty significant challenge to economic growth, with fewer female workers entering the labour market now because so many women over the past 20 years have joined the employment market. This has come to pretty much a natural end, really. So he says that the UK faces structural limitations on workforce expansion, which feels sensible. Now, these economic challenges coincide with more and more pressure on government finances from the state pension costs. And you know, they actually account for 46% of the DWP's annual spending. 46%. So the state's pension bill reached $124 billion in 2023-24 and is actually projected to rise to $169 billion by the year 2029. This represents a 143% increase since 2010, just over 7% every single year over two decades. Now, Edmund Greaves is an editor at Monthly Money, and he said, unlike other benefits, the state pension is not means tested. This means significant number of pensioners in receipt of state pension simply don't need it. And, you know, he also said former governments have taken steps to make the state pension bill cheaper. And this has included raising the state pension age, as we all know, equalising the age between genders, as we all know, and other tweaks to make the bill more affordable. Now, one thing he went on to say, but while income is subject to direct taxation, the variety of tax-efficient tools available, such as ISA pensions and other sources of wealth, means in practice the government will struggle to claw back significant amounts of state pension given to wealthy retirees. Now, to date, the UK government has avoided the question of means testing. Now, the state pension level is at this kind of an inflection point, really. For the first time, for the next year, government will start to directly claw back a proportion of the state pension through the income tax system as the annual entitlement tips over the personal allowance. And that's true, but it's only just over the limit, so it won't bring in a massive amount. But it will bring in more and more each year if the personal allowances aren't increased. He went on to say, this means the poorest pensioners with no access to financial advice now face being taxed on their state pension income, while well-off retirees can simply move money around to avoid additional tax liabilities. Now, I mean, that's a tough read, that really, isn't it, if we're in retirement age. But, you know, you talk to a group of 25, 30-year-olds, and they'll pretty much agree with everything he says there. Now, I'm reading a lot in the press now, and means testing is very much back on the agenda for the state pension. I mean, Australia's been doing it for years, and with all this talk of benefits cuts, and yes, the state pension is a benefit. You know, the thing is, a lot of the studies now say that we can actually afford to maintain a state pension up to 2036. That's the year I get my estate pension. We've got away with it now because a lot of women have been joining the workforce over the last 20 years, increasing that. But going forward, we're not going to increase the workforce anymore. And those who are in the comments are going to say, well, you know, it's all about my immigration. Well, actually, you know, if you look at the studies, we're talking about 150 million here. Some studies say they actually contribute to the economy. On average, they say, you know, it's about 2 billion a year, 2 billion against 150 billion. Fixing migration is not going to help here with this, guys. So a real worry for any of us who are, you know, approaching state pension age. What I would say, and this is my view, and that's all I can give you, is that if you're 60 plus already, I don't think this will affect you. I think the time it would take to get this embedded through law, you know, and into practice, I think, you know, if you're over 60 already, there's a good chance mean testing is never going to affect you. I'm 55. You know, I've got 11, 12 years before I start drawing my pension. And that's a lot of time, really, for different governments to come in, make changes, for the climate, political climate to change and turn against the elder generation. As you know, if you look in the comments in a lot of my recent videos, you'll see a lot of younger people blaming us as kind of elders for, you know, stealing them of their future and all that kind of stuff. I don't believe any of that, by the way. You know, I think for me, where they talk about this inflection point being in 12 years' time, I think there's a chance I will be impacted by means testing of my pension. Now, I don't think I'll lose all my state pension because I think it will be tiered, but I do think there's a reality that, you know, and I am kind of bracing myself for not having as much in my budget when I hit 67 as I expected, because I do have some private pensions. So, hate to be bringing this up again. It does seem to raise its head again, but it does seem to be all over the press this week. If you've heard anything different or, you know, got some observations about it, please leave them in the comments and I'll see you in the next one. But don't worry, guys, if you, you know, you are approaching state pension age, I don't think this is a worry for you. It's for those of us who are kind of in our mid-50s who I think potentially could be impacted by that. And that's only, you know, based on what I'm reading. Cheers, Em.